If you go over desert and mountain, far into the country of sorrow, today and tonight and tomorrow, and maybe for months and for years, you shall come with a heart that is bursting for trouble and toiling and thirsting. You shall certainly come to the fountain, at length to the fountain of tears. Very peaceful the place is, and solely for piteous lamenting and sighing, and those who come, living or dying, alike from their hopes and their fears, full of cypress-like shadows the place is, and statues that cover their faces. But out of the gloom springs the holy and beautiful fountain of tears, and it flows with emotion, so gentle and lovely and listless, and murmurs a tune so resistless to him who hath suffered and hears. You shall surely, without a word spoken, kneel down there and know your heart broken, and yield to the long curbed emotion that day by the fountain of tears. For it grows and it grows, as though leaping up higher the more one is thinking, and even its tunes go on sinking more poignantly into the ears. Ye, so blessed and good seems that fountain, reached after dry desert and mountain. You shall fall down at length in your weeping, and bathe your sad face in the tears.